Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it.
Whack it.
You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to show number 2,777. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and my cock.
Montgomery!
Thank you. All right, the men's room. Today, once again, we play Big Demi. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has soda news, peeps, and bowls. Noah Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun more listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
Drinking and drunk.
All right, here we go to Panama City, Florida, where neighbors see dad and daughter having consensual sex in the backyard. Meanwhile, a man blacks out and takes Uber home. Then a $1,600 charge is found on his card. Up in Alaska, climbers realize Denali is covered in 75 years of human waste. A Russian woman hates rivals, so makes a cheesecake with a poisonous taste. And a school bans kids from touching snow. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. Very nice, Miles.
That's thank you.
Very subtle.
So
very
thirsty.
A professional operation. Here's how it works. You call us. We spin the category wheel. We spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one question right, because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, to date, our biggest dummy ever, it's a two-way tie between the lovely Kimberly and the equally lovely Eric, both of whom dug deep and found a way to answer 19 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 844-999-OLA. You can like The Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live and send those emails to The Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to The Men's Room Radio Network.
This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Over to us, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2,777. Damn, right out of the gate.
What a large and in charge program we have for you today.
Oh, guaranteed future repeat.
I thought this was a repeat from the future.
Now it is, actually. We are taking the day off. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. The head chef today has soda news. Peeps are in the news, as they sometimes are at this time of year, the closer we get to Easter.
Yo, Miles, peep this.
As you know, we just got done with Thanksgiving on this replay, so the fact that Easter is here already and Christmas is next week, this is nuts. So we have peep news, we have soda news, and news about bowls. So if you are into bowls and going out, maybe, hanging with your friends. You guys want to go out and do the bowl
bowls
thing? Bowls, peeps, soda.
Can we just call them holiday peeps? Ted asked you to do this because Miles is right. We're going to just mail it in one day, and this will be a repeat. So if you call them holiday peeps,
a repeat.
Right. It just doesn't matter when we play it. It fits, no matter the time of the season.
They're new flavors of peeps for a holiday.
Okay. So does that mean they're different colors, different flavors? It's not the standard, what, normally pink and yellow?
They're new flavors.
New flavors.
I mean, I assume there'd be a new color to go with it, but
very good.
You don't know the flavor of them?
What is the flavor? Like, if you said
marshmallow, I assume.
Well, no.
Yeah, but if you eat a marshmallow, it does not taste like a peep.
Yellow
man.
Is lemon. Pink is Pepto.
Yeah, I was like, what is pink? Strawberry? Yeah,
I don't know either. Crap. I know, right? Yeah. They're marshmallows. Right. I didn't know they had a flavor.
Well, they have news about peeps coming up. And Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Peeps. No Way Sherlock coming up. And today is the game we play, the game known as Big Dummy. Now, Yeah, man, I'm having one of those days as far as speaking goes. Now, every time we play Big Dummy, we do a little men's room poll. And last week we wanted to know, would you rather have everyone know what you are thinking at all times?
Right.
Or would you rather know what everyone else is thinking? Overwhelmingly, by about 98%, everyone went with they want to know what everyone else is thinking. They do not want people to know, basically, what they are thinking at all times. So that goes to say a lot about what goes through our individual minds. No one wants to be able to have anybody read their mind at any given time.
But don't you see that, like, in comments of a news story? Because it's one thing to say your name. It's another thing to say, you know, Buttman79 says, and you can vent, right? But no one actually knows what you're thinking. It's just a voice. But you can still read what everyone else is thinking.
That's right.
I mean,
that's
so, I don't know. I'd rather have just people see my thoughts. I think seeing other people's thoughts would be horrible.
I think it all could be horrible. Terrifying. I think both sides of it just is a horrible situation. So this week on our men's room poll, a little bit different, and we got a suggestion from a listener, Mike, and we've taken some of Mike's ideas here and added on a couple extra. So our men's room poll today, would you rather have a tiny rock that is always in your shoe? It's always in your shoe.
Right.
No matter how many times, you cannot get rid of this tiny rock that is always in your shoe. I have a pair of shoes that no matter what happens, guaranteed, within two blocks, I got a teeny tiny rock in there. I don't know how it happens. It's one pair specifically. It seems to attract the teeny tiny rocks. I know exactly what pair they are.
Do you remember which pair they are until it happens? I have one pair that does that. I know they do it, but I don't remember they do it until, like you said, you walked. And I could walk across carpet, and if there's a rock anywhere within 100 yards, it ends up in your shoe.
Or, so you either have the little tiny rock that's always in your shoe.
Teeny tiny rock.
You have a popcorn kernel that is always in your teeth. You can pick at it, suck on it, think you got that bad boy. Now, pretty well, it's always going to be there, and it's going to be always as annoying as a popcorn kernel could possibly be. And the funny thing about a popcorn kernel is, man, sometimes you find one and you realize, like, I had popcorn 2 days ago.
I know.
I brush my teeth three or four times within that time period.
You rinse your mouth out, and you're like, that is like one of those little seed things.
Yeah, that thing's been either
terrifying.
Down in my gums, or I don't know how the hell that happened. But
it's Monday morning. I haven't had popcorn since Friday.
Exactly. Or a hair always in your eye. So our men's room poll today, would you rather have a tiny rock always in your shoe, a popcorn kernel always in your teeth, or a hair always in your eye? Ponder that.
What's worse, a hair in your eye, though, or a hair stuck in the back of your throat?
It's been too long.
And no matter what you do, that bad boy's there.
I wish I could tell you that's happened to me lately.
Happened to me the first time.
Haven't had that problem. Well, it was a different era, Ted. No, it's not a different. Wasn't a different era.
No,
I'll be damned.
Some people just hadn't kept up with the times.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right.
That weren't necessarily a human being.
I would have no problem with that problem. I think I'm going to go with the popcorn kernel. Always.
Well, you're thinking about the hair being there for a fun reason.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes hairs get back there 2 miles for other reasons. And he's right. It's awful.
It sucks. It just never ends. I'm not taking the popcorn kernel. I would take the rock in my shoe any day.
Rock in the shoe? No way,
dude. Your feet are so important.
Kidding me? I know they're important. So are your teeth.
Not that
your
important.
Gums.
Not at that point.
People have dentures. You mess up your feet, you're in trouble.
I know I'm in trouble, but I can still eat while you're starving to death.
What is that
gummy?
What is that foot stuff, man? Where like every little place, man, there's like all those nerves. That, like if you punch like one little place, like your shoulder pain will go away.
Acupuncture?
Well, it's more just
reflexology.
Reflexology, I guess that's what
you're
it's
saying.
Called?
They're physically touching.
I mean, there are little points on your foot. Like I guess like you could just push a button and like your your neck will snap to the right. Like it controls everything on your foot.
Like
your
you mean like a reflex?
Like everything. Like if you have.
But why can only someone else do it? Be able to like poke the bottom of your foot, crack your back? You know what I mean?
Like apparently, your foot holds the keys to everything, other than your brain for the most part. But like anything on your body, like you can find.
Other than your brain.
Yeah, exactly.
Second most important to everything.
No,
your brain.
Penis is number one. Brain number two, and then your feet. As far as I'm concerned,
you can make. Here's the difference though, because your penis is outthought your brain.
Yeah, why not? That?
All of us have a story where your penis outthought your brain. Your brain's like, man, don't do it. And penis is like, I'm actually in charge. I want you to understand in this moment, if I make this decision, doesn't matter what you say, brain. And I know you're right. I'm letting you know it's going to happen anyway, right?
Would you still want to live if you didn't have a penis?
No.
No, I would not.
All right.
No.
I was going to throw heart in there, but you're right. Then the penis outranks the heart.
Yeah, it does. Really does.
It does.
All right, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Big
Hello, Travis. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Travis, you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Travis. Welcome to the show.
How you
and,
doing?
We're doing good, man. Men's room poll. Would you rather have a tiny rock always in your shoe?
Teeny tiny.
Popcorn kernel always in your teeth? Or a hair always in your eye?
I'm going to take the rock.
See, my man.
There's times when I'm carrying bags, and I just shake my shoe around and get it between my toes, and then I can go longer, and I'm good.
All right. I know, man. I've done that before. It sucks, but, right, it helps.
Whatever your technique.
What are you going to do with your popcorn kernel? It's never, ever going to not be in your gut.
But you don't stop eating once it's in there.
Yeah, but it's still there. It's then you get other crap stuck in there sometimes.
I think I can deal with the annoying level of the kernel.
Right. I'd rather do that than have my foot hurt.
The annoying level of the kernel. Sounds like a true KFC employee. All right, here is... I don't know if it'd be true. It was just that. No hanging fruit. All right, here is your question. In 1945... what ship was sunk that resulted in 80 sailors being eaten by sharks?
Oh, man.
Give me another question.
I have no idea.
That was the Indianapolis, wasn't it?
That is correct, yeah. Indianapolis. If you've ever seen the movie Jaws, Captain Quinn tells a very bone-chilling rendering of that story in the movie.
Arr, mateys.
It tells it like a pirate.
Just like that, yes. It was exactly like,
"Hey, mateys, let me tell you."
And Captain Hook was there.
Yeah.
Well, people who are on the sea talk like that.
They're salty, man.
Look. You could be in a rock.
But they don't sound like a pirate.
You could be in a rock band like, "Ruh, ruh, 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 ruh." And then you go to Nashville, right? And they're like, "I love everybody. I just want to let you know I've been a big fan of this industry for a long time. Everything just changes." Same thing with a person. You'd be a truck driver your whole life, and you just start becoming like a crabman or whatever. And you're like, "Arr, I'm speaking like a pirate now."
Perhaps you've seen me show Deadliest Catch.
Exactly. We're going to go up there and get them crabs.
That's how they all talk. It's crazy.
Every single one of them. All right, here's your question. What does a pedometer count?
Your steps.
Boom. Nice work.
You are correct, sir.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Who is our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Taylor. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. Hola, bitches.
Hola. Hey, Taylor, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober. I'm actually working right now.
All right, Taylor, welcome to the show.
That's no reason to be sober.
Thank you.
Men's room poll. Would you rather have a tiny rock always in your shoe, a popcorn kernel in your teeth, or a hair in your eye?
I'm definitely going with a pebble in my shoe. That's not too bad. I got hard feet.
All right.
You got hard feet. Are they gross looking or are they just hard?
No, they're just hard on the bottom. I walked a lot without my shoes.
Okay.
Why did you walk a lot without your shoes?
He's a dog, Miles.
I don't know. I just do it.
Okay.
Not really.
Yeah, there's barefoot people or not barefoot people. I get it.
All right. Here is your question. What is the largest country in Africa by land area? I'll give you a hint. It starts with the letter A.
I'm going to go with Nigeria.
The letter A.
The letter A.
No. I appreciate the fact. I don't need your hints.
I'm going to go with...
Yeah, well...
I'm going to go with Algania.
Did you just make
Albania?
That? You just made up
Angola? Angola? What the hell is it? It's right in the middle of the... what the hell is it?
Algania is not a country. But you made it sound African, but it's not a place.
No. Algania.
You've been inspired by the movie Black Panther.
That's right.
I'm going to make up my own African nation.
That's where my family's from.
Yeah.
I did Ancestry.com.
Algeria.
Algeria.
Algania.
That was close.
Okay.
I'm going to be on fire today.
Yeah, I can feel it. What are the Blues Brothers' first names?
Ooh.
I had to think about this one.
That's past my time. I'm going to take a pass on that one.
All right, fair enough.
Jake and Elwood.
You got it.
Not a Michigan guy. I like that you made up a country in Africa.
Look,
Algania.
Trust me. It'll be there. It'll be there before it's all
because it sounds
it's
real.
Like, you know why? Because it's like
you Europe. Could lie to some. You could lie to somebody to convince a dude. I was in Algania.
I went to Algania.
Just say the Algonian province.
It's an asshole, but people love it. I love it.
It's fantastic, man. With the gorillas.
It's
I mean,
my
tigers.
Own private asshole.
Did you know it's the only place that has a freshwater lake with killer whales? Algania.
That sounds wild.
It is crazy, too.
Yeah. Algania. All right, your question. What is the 12th sign of the zodiac?
Would it disappear there?
I'm going to go Pisces.
All right.
Well done.
Pisces. I'm Pisces, too. I just had my birthday Sunday.
Okay. Happy birthday, brother. Yeah, man.
Okay. You're not as dumb as you sound. Algania.
I did not know.
Algania. Do you have an Algonian passport?
What is it again? I can't remember, but I know.
He would have gotten out of the country, but his Algonian passport gave it away.
Damn it. Oh, me? Don't worry. I'm from Algania.
What's up, brother?
Brother?
I'm the president of Algania.
Game is big dummy.
Are you from Wakanda?
You know it. Game is big dummy. 844-999 Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the game.
I come in peace.
I am the leader from Algonia.
What's the national dish there, Miles?
I give you the sardines
and chicken wings. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Would you visit Algonia if Miles were the...
What if I was the tour guide? President, man. We go everywhere.
He's the prime minister of the president.
Yeah.
I think prime minister sounds more
badass.
Is
that a no, Jeff?
He made up the country. He's right. A dictator.
I can do whatever I want.
That's true.
You know what else, Miles? I bet your African country would have one thing none other has.
What's that?
Your Baconator.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, you get a Baconator.
That's right.
Jeff, men's room poll. Would you rather have a tiny rock always in your shoe, a popcorn kernel always in your teeth, or a hair in your eye?
I'll take the rock. I don't really wear shoes all that much, so.
What is going on with the non-shoe-wearing people today? Why don't you wear shoes?
I just got really nasty smelling feet, so if I wear shoes a lot, it's worse.
What about, so barefoot, do they still kind of smell but not as bad, or are they okay?
Not as bad. I just got to wash them because they get really dirty. But it's not like I go everywhere barefoot. I still work and wear shoes. I just don't wear them whenever I can.
Okay.
All right.
Let me ask you this. When you're walking barefoot, is it easier on grass?
Grass.
We have grass in Algonia.
I'm just saying, you walk barefoot, but it's not like you, if you walk across a parking lot full of small pebbles, wouldn't that hurt your feet?
You get used to it after a while. Your feet kind of start to get calloused on it, so.
Toughen up, Ted.
Okay. How nasty.
Visit Algonia. How nasty. Double roads everywhere.
How nasty. They don't wear shoes there. How nasty are your toes? Like your fingernails. Your toenails, I mean.
Not bad, actually.
Okay. All right. That's my definition of nasty feet. Just what's when that? You see somebody with like the wood with the wooden ugly ass toenails.
Yeah, because it freaks you out, man. And
like,
And I feel like it's always the person with the biggest foot.
Wooden toenail person.
Nice to meet you.
I told you my dad always calls it jungle rot.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Like,
it's definitely some kind of fungal infection for sure.
I feel like you're sitting across from the guy at the pool and he's like, I can hear you guys. Yeah, I'm sure it's just a fungal infection.
Dude, something.
I've never felt worse for a person I don't know than when he told me he got a manicure or pedicure. I was like, that poor woman.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
But he had to throw that.
I'm just imagining that woman.
Well, it probably had the goldfish eating on his feet for like 2 hours before she started.
She probably went straight piranha.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, man. I think it's more like take you to the aquarium, too. There's not a big enough fish.
Like a table saw.
All right, here's your question. Nunavut, I believe I said that correct. Nunavut was the last territory to join what country? Nunavut, Nunavut.
Go Canada.
Oh, no way.
Miles did not believe you. Miles was just going to
go. I was going to go against Algonia.
Land of grass.
Got to be honest. Game's Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the game.
Hello, Will. Welcome to the men's room.
What up?
Ola. Really, you sober or not sober?
Halfway between.
Not sober, Will. Welcome to the show. Hey, Will, men's room poll. Would you rather have a tiny rock always in your shoe, a popcorn kernel always in your teeth, or a hair always in your eye?
Well, all three of them sound like they really suck, but I'm going to have to go with the hair in the eye.
Hair in the eye.
Hair in the eye guy.
That drives me nuts.
Yeah, I'm not big on that one. All right, here is your question. The Netherlands border two countries, Belgium and what?
Holland?
Say it again.
Holland.
The Netherlands border two countries, Belgium and
Holland.
Germany?
Not Holland. Yeah.
Germany?
Yeah. The Germans.
Yeah.
They want to be close for what we do.
Hmm.
All right, your next question. In 2003, who became the first Latin American to hit 500 career home runs in Major League Baseball?
The last.
Oh, yeah, I don't even watch baseball, so Hernandez?
Hold on. 2003. I mean, are we talking, it was 500 in a career, or what was it again?
Career home runs. First Latin American to reach 500 career home runs.
Is it Sammy Sosa?
Sammy Sosa.
Yeah, I was thinking, could it be Manny Ramirez?
A-Rod just couldn't have done it that early.
Okay.
I was going to give a hint and say, if you saw him now, you'd think he's in disguise.
Mm-hmm. I thought your hint was going to be hee-hee.
Oh, no.
Well, you can drop the Latin part.
All right, here's our...
Oh, he's a cowboy now.
Yeah. He's a Dracula. He's a vampire.
In Disney's Snow White, what kind of animal heart does the huntsman give the queen?
A pig.
Bam. Will knows it's Snow White. I would never have got that.
I would not have known that. I don't even know the whole story, man. I mean, even as a kid, I checked out a Disney. You know, I can say this in all honesty. I have seen more Disney films in my adult life as a result of having children than I ever did as a child. Because as a child, I didn't like them, so I'd stop watching them. Now, I'm like obligated to sit through them.
Cinderella, Snow White, that stuff. It just kind of blends for me. I'm not exactly sure. I could not remember all of the separate
things. Cinderella has got a clean. She has evil stepsisters.
She has the slipper. Right.
Okay,
mouse,
she's slipper.
Got mice
Snow
drivers.
White Snow White has the Sleeping mirror. Beauty are the two that I get confused.
Sleeping Beauty has the mirror?
No, because both of them fall asleep, right?
Where's the poison apple?
I'm confused now.
See,
I
don't know the
Disney
difference.
Disney does confuse me.
I know seven dwarves are up somewhere.
Like Snow White, the seven dwarves.
Okay. All right. So
simple.
That's her.
And she's sleeping. Sleeping Beauty, I think, maybe eats a bad apple.
Okay. All right. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. We've got more of your calls and contestants on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitch, hola. You have entered the Men's Room.
Still to come, head chef in the house, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, soda news, peep news, and bowl news. That is on the way with Ted's Meat and Potatoes right after we get done playing the game known as Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Xavier. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola. Xavier, are you sober or not sober?
I just want to say to you guys, to you and yours, Merry Christmas, since it is a week away.
Well, thank you, Xavier. Right. We appreciate that.
Stay tuned for the Christmas peeps coming up later.
That's right.
Yes, I've had those.
Okay. You sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right. Welcome to the show. Xavier, right. Men's Room poll today. Would you rather have a tiny rock always in your shoe, popcorn kernel always in your teeth, or a hair always in your eye?
I'm going to have to go with the popcorn kernel.
Really?
I'm right there with you.
Oh, it drives me crazy. Yeah. Obviously, it drives me crazy and it drives you. I know it sucks all the way around. I can't imagine
that
always.
Like Ted was saying, your feet are one of the most important things that you have. You lose both and you're screwed.
Yeah, but I'm not going to lose my feet. It's just uncomfortable every time I have to walk.
I know, but when is the last time you had a pebble in there and didn't have to like get it out almost immediately?
Oh, honestly, got like last week.
All right.
Just like last week. Because it's one of these deals where I walk a lot. So I'm just like, man, just let it rattle around. Like the guy said, you can do like your toe volleyball. You know, some people roll coins under knuckles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It sucks. But I'm saying we're all just going to live in discomfort. We have agreed with that. But I have found that I obsess less about that than I do about the popcorn kernel in my teeth. Yeah. All day.
All of them.
Well, they do all suck.
Agreed. Yeah. All right. Here is your first question. Multiple choice.
Okay.
What does the word shogun translate to in English? Military commander, warrior, or playwright?
Well, I think this is Japanese, and it's for warrior.
I was going to say that it would be warrior.
Well, military commander.
Okay.
Stands for military commander. Who knew?
It's like a shogun warrior. It would then be a warrior.
When I was a kid, that is the toy I wanted most, and never got one.
The big tall one?
Yeah, the big tall ones. Yeah, and my buddies down the street had two of them, man, and we would light it up, right? And I'm like, man, just get me one. Like 3 years for Christmas, it never happened.
How about Godzilla? Did you ever see the one that was Godzilla
size? I remember Godzilla. Yep. I was okay with that. He was there as a prop to get killed by everything else. Your question, there are two types of basic scotch and whiskey, single malt and single what?
Single
Barrel?
Grain.
Grain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, barley and grain, but didn't know that.
Takes a while to get to that level where you're a scotch drinker.
Yeah, you say scotch, I'm like, yeah. I don't like it, but I'm in.
It's like gin. You just know you'll get there one day, probably in your 50s.
You know the difference with gin, though, man? Gin, this is our problem, and I'm just going to level with you, man. It's this simple. We take shots of everything. So it's not that gin is not included in good drinks. It just never crosses our mind because if we bring a – every time we go to the bar, if you say vodka, it's never, hey, do you want a vodka drink? It's not, do you want a gin drink? It's like, do you want vodka? Do you want gin? Do you want tequila? Right? Mm. We don't think of it as anything than other than you put in a 2-ounce or 4-ounce glass and then we chug it. But a gin and tonic,
that's true.
Nothing wrong with it. But when I think of gin, I think of what gin tastes like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What that means is we have a problem. That's the point I'm getting at.
Right, and gin, right. Gin is terrible to take a shot of.
But it doesn't stop us. All right, here is your question. What are the two cities in Charles Dickens' A Tale of Two Cities?
Are they fictional?
No, they are real cities.
Real cities. Tale of Two Cities. Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Yes, that is correct.
Obviously, remember historically, Charles Dickens always waxed poetic about Minneapolis, St. Paul area.
What was the name of the book? The Tale of Two Cities?
Yeah, Tale of Two Cities.
How about London and Manchester?
London and Paris.
Ah.
You're in soccer mode because your team got killed.
I know. Sorry.
All right, tell you what, Xavier, hang on the line for us, man. We'll be right back with you.
Okay. I was going to say Canterbury, but that's probably not a city, is it?
I was kind of let down. Yeah. Like London and Paris. Okay. Right.
Game is Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLAMORA. Big Dummy coming up along with the return of No Ass Sherlock and Head Chef in the House. Ted's Meat and Potatoes coming up.